How good did the car feel when you got the track tonight? And did you have a pretty good idea you'd have a good chance to contend for the win?
After about five laps, the way the car was going through traffic, I knew we had at least a shot at winning. The car was definitely a lot better than it's been the past couple weeks, and it hasn't been bad the past couple weeks. So I got Steve Miller, who's kind of taken over the duties as far as crew chief and setting up the car. And he's learning the car. I mean, he knows his stuff. His years and, you know, years of experience, he really knows the cars. He's just got to figure out the balance in this car, and he's picking right up on it real quick. So the results are kind of showing. We had some bad luck there a couple weeks ago. First lap of the race, I got tagged from behind when a couple cars got scattered in front of me. Nothing I could do, and fortunately, it did some damage to the motor there, and we were without a motor. So, again, Steve Miller stepped up to the plate and let us borrow an old motor he had, and we went and tore it out of the car it was in and got it in the car within a couple of days. And I also got to thank Enders Racing Engines. Kevin Enders really made this possible, going through that motor, swapping everything over, making it adaptable so it would fit in our car without any issues. So all my other sponsors, AMP Auto Parts, U-Pull, U-Save Auto Parts, CNY Board, Diversified. So everybody that helps out really made this whole deal come together. And unfortunately, it took us a little over a year to win as far as, you know, our own team and everything, but the whole team came together and we got it done. Hopefully there's going to be some more.
Beginning part of the race here, passing a couple cars here and there, and then he kind of settled into top five for a long time.
Well, no, by lap 12 I was up to third, and once I got up to third, those guys, Ray and Michael Muldoon, were, you know, maybe half a straightaway in front of me, and I actually started reeling them in a little bit, I feel, and then caution came out, and then after a couple cautions, the car wasn't quite the same. It took four or five laps for the car to really come in, but once it started coming in, of course, they'd already pulled me half a straightaway or 10, 12 car lengths. I'd start catching back up to them, and then another caution would come out, and lap traffic really kind of played into my favor. I think Michael might have been a little bit quicker than me, you know, racing time trials or, you know, racing by ourselves, but all I could hope for is once we hit some lap traffic there, be able to outmaneuver him and get through. And actually, he did a really good job. There's a couple of times he took a second to try to, you know, get around somebody, and I didn't give him a second to, you know, relax. And as soon as I jumped to the outside, I saw him jump to the inside. And it was pretty interesting a couple of times going into the corner with us splitting the lap car, you know, two lap cars, one in turn one, one in turn three. It was real close.
Yeah, Gioia and Snyder, he went high low. I talked to him, and he hasn't been in this division as long as you have, but you don't have much time to think which way you're going to go when you're in a situation like that.
No, there's a few moves tonight where you see an opening, you commit, and you go for it no matter what. I mean, obviously, if something happens in the meantime, you got to try to back out of it or, you know, just use your judgment. But for the most part, when you see an opportunity like that, you can't wait, because as soon as you wait, you lose that opportunity.
The caution with Lavery over in turn four, right after you guys had done the high-low thing. Were you thinking at that point in the race, when you were doing in the midst of all that, that was your best opportunity to take the lead?
Yeah, well, I started seeing the way the night was going as far as once we started the feature there was a lot of cautions. We had that one chance there where we really got into some lap traffic, and I didn't know if I was going to really have that opportunity again and have it play into my factor. So all I could do is try the best I could on the restarts, because we had quite a few of them tonight, and do what I could on the restarts. And unfortunately for him, you know, it was two laps to go. He started running out of gas. I saw him burp, and same deal. He burped and started moving up the track, but I had already committed high and just barely was able to squeeze it in there. And as soon as I got side by side with him, he must have got a, you know, sloshed his fuel tank around a little bit and got another gulp of fuel, because he drag raced me into the corner. But, you know, we were able to make it happen.
How happy are you at this point as a driver owner now at this, in your first win?
It's incredible, especially with the, like I said, with the motor issue we had a couple weeks ago there, and my guys thrashing. It's just awesome for everybody, and I'm really happy.